Steve Blocker-Roach joining us. We are going to preview the games. Block, what have you started here this morning about punting etiquette? Some of the texts we're going to go through shortly, but you said you had something for
us. And about cash too. I had an Irish uncle. It was my wife's uncle, really, but he's mine now through marriage. Oliver Ray. He's not with us anymore. He's a beautiful man. Oliver Ray, what a great name.
Lovely name.
Oliver Ray. He was a farmer. Anyway, he came out from Ireland, and we took him down the fish markets in the middle of summer. And he had this, like, big, like, overcoat. Mate, it was 40 degrees. So I said, Oliver, mate, you know, it's 40 degrees. And he was sweating. You could see, you know, the Irish sweat anyway, you know, when they come to Australia, the heat and that, and he's sweating and everything. I said, Oliver, you want me to take your coat? And he said, no. He said, you know, they won't take my coat. I said, mate, what? You know, why wouldn't you take your coat off? It's 40 degrees. He opened his coat up, and I reckon he had 20 gorillas. Yeah. He thought someone had knocked his cash off on that. You know?
All right, cash. Some of these are outstanding.
Cash.
This is my favourite, Loz. Yeah. So, hey, boys. So, we're at the pub and lost a $200 tab ticket in the bin. It was very late in the night. No one in the pub but us. So we grabbed the full bin of tab tickets next to the tab machine, scanned the lot, walked away with 800 plus and a smile on our faces. Andy at Bathurst. So just thought, oh, well, we'll just scan all the tickets in the bin.
That could become a thing now in pubs over the weekend.
Oh, you watch
it this weekend.
Got the scanner out.
Oh, this is a good one. Boys and Blocker, thought I'd share a recent punting story. One punter in the local tab had a huge place bet on this horse, ran second in a close photo finish. The punter was so happy, he high-fived everyone, then shouted us coffees and hot food while he was getting the supplies correct weight declared. Now, on his return, he proceeded to the payout window and he realised there was an error on his ticket. He'd backed the horse for win only. We feel guilty eating that food and drinking those coffees, Peter and Cam.
Sure you did,
sending
Pete.
That one through.
Do you remember Andy?
Guilty.
You remember Andy Gregory, the English halfback? Anyway, when he played down in Illawarra, I'll go quickly with the story. He was at the Harp Hotel, and he got a tip off the boys. They were all G'ing up. But what they did was they replayed a race, and they told him that this horse would win. So he went and backed it, and then they showed the race. And the horse wins, and Andy's, he won. And he goes, oh, shout the bar. But it was a replay. Got him, gone.
So he did manage to shout the bar before finding out.
Yeah, he shouted. Yeah,
because I reckon he was tight as, wasn't he, Andy Gregory?
Was he?
Yeah.
Geez, he was an abrupt little bugger, wasn't
mate,
he?
I tell you, he hit me one day, and you would have thought it was like running into you or Les Davidson or Cement or someone like that, mate.
He was a little pocket battleship,
mate,
wasn't he?
Yep.
I remember in the last test over in England, and remember Bozo said, oh, mate, don't retaliate. And, mate, they used to bash us.
You
at
couldn't
all
help yourself.
Mate, they used to bash us in the club game, remember? Anyway, the last test, Bozo sent out a message and said, mate, square the ledger. I said, tell him I didn't think he'd ever say it, right? And then Andy Gregory was bending over, putting the ball in, and I said to Ricky, push him in. Push him in the scrum. Many did. You remember that one?
I
got sent to the sin bin.
Yes.
I did the foxtrot, the Watusi on his melon and everything. Yeah, what was it? Hey? But that's how you square up, isn't it?
That's the square up, what?
Square the ledger.
The all Balmain right. Fair go.
13 to 1.
One more yarn off the text line, just in regards to Alan Denham. The horse trainer left his tab voucher in the machine. I gave it back to him an hour later when he was walking out. He slapped a $60 voucher on the table, said, thanks, mate, have a drink on me. The voucher was for $360. He squared off with $60 for me and the boys, and we had a few rounds on our good stuff.
Good bloke.
Okay, round, what is it? 22.
Round 22. Can you believe, where's it going?
Ooh. Yep, four to go. Penrith, Melbourne, grudge match. Love a grudge match. $1.55 Panthers. Melbourne, $2.45. 4.5 is your line. Storm the plus. All indications are that Kikau will play. He was named on the extended, on the reserves, outside the 17, but in the extended squad.
Yeah, why wouldn't you start with Kikau if he's ready to play?
Well,
why would you have him on the bench?
I reckon
they'll shove him straight in there, won't they?
James Fisher-Harris suspended. Munster's back at 5'8" with Cooper Johns in the halves. Meany and Olam back in the side. No Kafusi, sadly, lost his father. Who are you tipping, Block?
After last week, I was disappointed in the Raiders last week up against the Panthers. At home, mate, virtually impossible to beat the Panthers. So The thing, the bloke I'm really impressed with was Sean O'Sutherland. Mate, he had a couple of tries this last week, and just his calmness, loss, just him around the ball and that, you know, just it didn't look like, it looked like he belonged there in first grade. So I mean, he's going to be a good boy down the track up there for the Dolphins. So I don't know, I can't go against him, but against the Panthers at home. But I'll tell you what I want to see. I want to see the Storm go after him. I want to see a bigger Sofa and all those sort of guys, and the Bromwich boys and all that, go after the Panthers, because no Fisher-Harris. You know, I reckon that's their only way. Meaney back to fullback. Cameron Munster last week with a hat-trick. Mate, how good was he at fullback? I mean, he didn't cover the kilometres that the normal blokes do, but, mate, when he got himself involved, he was outstanding. He moves back to 5'8". Mate, Panthers for mine at home. I just can't go past them at home.
Yeah, I'm a Penrith man, and you're right with O'Sullivan. The structure that they've got in place out there just suits him, and I think they just get the job done. The next man up attitude is working out there. Melbourne, they just haven't been at their best. Munster will have to produce an enormous game if they're to win.
And the Panthers, if they win this game and one more, that's the minor premiership wrapped up, is that
yeah.
right?
Oh, I think it'd be just
I think it'd be just about wrapped up, wouldn't
just
it?
Just about, yeah, we're getting very, very close. Penrith for me as well. Now, the 6 o'clock game Friday night, Warriors $2.40, Bulldogs $1.58, 4.5 your line here. Dogs the minus, who were right in that game against the Cowboys before they conceded 3 tries in about 12 minutes in the second half last week in Bundaberg.
Yeah, you know what it was? The bench that came on, Cotter and all those sort of guys. Leilua, wow. What about Leilua? He could be an X-factor coming into the semi-final. Why didn't he do that for the Tigers?
He did at times.
Fair dinkum. I mean, but I think Todd Payton's told him to get involved. But anyway, I like the Dogs. I love the combination between Burton and Addo Carr. They got this sixth sense. I like Avarillo at fullback. The Warriors, mate, last week against South, I think it was 36-0 at halftime. It could have been anything. I reckon they put the queue in the rate with 20 minutes to go. Not playing good footy. I'm a big admirer of Reece Walsh. He's a tough little fella. Gets himself involved, but, mate, I can't see anything but a Dogs win. I think the Dogs will win.
Mount Smart Stadium lost.
Yeah, I'm nearly tempted to tip the Warriors. The Bulldogs have been playing some really good football, but the Warriors at home, they've only played 2 games and they've been highly competitive in both. They beat the West Tigers and done it very convincingly, I thought.
Was it 22-2 or
two, something? Yeah. And then they gave the Melbourne Storm a run for their money over there as well, and could have nearly beaten them. So I think being back at home is a huge advantage. How can you? I can't put them on the line.
It's hard to say.
Well, I don't trust the Warriors. No. I'll go Dogs.
We changed his mind. Midstream, he's changed his mind.
Dogs for me as well. Love this game Friday night. Parra and Souths, wow. Combank Stadium. $2.35 for the Eels. Now, they've trimmed up a little bit. Souths $1.60, 3.5 the line here. Souths the minus. So Souths favourites, they have won their last 5, though, against the Eels, Block.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. I don't know if everyone saw the game last week when Souths played the Warriors. Cameron Murray, that's the best performance I've seen in the first half all season. Mate, he was unbelievable. He scored one, set up a couple. It was Brad Clyde-like, Loz. I don't know if you saw the game. Jeez, he played... Mate, he was unbelievable. It, mate, they got a good side. Cody Walker needs to hit a bit of form. He's still sort of, I don't know, making a lot of mistakes now, but it's only a matter of time. He's a wonderful player. He'll come good. I'm a big rap on their halfback, Ilias. I think he's a good player, can dig into the line. Latrell Mitchell get involved. Like last week only had 7 carries, but scored 2 and set up 2. You know, just the involvement. Imagine if that bloke said, I'm going to play for the full 80 minutes.
Yeah. Well, Joey says in his column in the Herald today, he just looked bored.
Yeah, he just looked like, it was just like a run in the park. This is a toss of the coin. I think if the Parramatta side, the true Parramatta side turn up, I think they'll be too good defensively for the South Sydney side. I'm going to go Parramatta.
I think they turn up with a tough attitude. They win. But I just haven't seen that consistently from them. So I want to see them do it week after week after week. I'll go with Souths off the back of that easy performance last week against the Warriors. And I think with Latrell, as you mentioned before, looking a bit bored in this game, I think he'll step it up in this game, and I think he'll be the difference.
Parramatta,
difficult game though.
Parramatta over the odds game. Here. Over the odds, I'm tipping Para. Roosters $1.60. Cowboys $2.35. Oh. 3.5 is the line. Roosters the minus. 3 o'clock Saturday. SCG, cracking game this one as well, Block.
I don't think it's any fluke that the Cowboys are in second position.
They're a good side.
Geez, they're a good side. And they were great off the bench last week, as I mentioned. You know, Cotter back. And, mate, they were doing a little bit tough. It looks like he's back in the side this week. Mate, whenever can you write the Roosters off? I know they're in eighth place at the moment with Tedesco and Tupou and Manu and Keary and Walker and all those sort of guys. I just think the Cowboys play for the full 80 minutes. James Tedesco's 200th game too. Congratulations to him. That's a lot of games to play, especially at the level that he plays in week in and week out. But, mate, I'm going the upset. I know how hard the Roosters are to beat at the cricket ground and at home, but, mate, I think the Cowboys, it's no fluke, they're in second spot.
I'm going the Cowboys too, Block. I know that the Roosters will be up for the milestone game with Tedesco, but they have the best, this is the Cowboys, they have the best away record or second best away record in the competition. And the Roosters have struggled, I think, at the SCG this year. But I like the Cowboys. And if I'm having a bet in this game, you know what the option I'd be taking? Because the Cowboys have started slow over the last month and then they've finished really strongly.
Roosters, cows, half full.
I reckon I'd go the half full.
Roosters first half, Cowboys second.
What price is that, my friend?
I will come back to you, Loz. Roosters, Cowboys, half full.
So I'm going to go cows to win. I think they win, but if I was having a bet, it'd be the half full because I think that'd be a decent price.
Okay, Roosters, Cowboys, half full double, $8.50.
Well, there you go.
$8.50 for you, Loz. I'm going to go against you, blokes, and tip the Roosters in that game against the Cowboys. Tigers, $4.50. Cronulla, $1.20. 5:30 Fox League Saturday. 13.5 is your line for this one. Tigers are the plus off a disappointing defeat, Blocky, you'd have to say. And this game is at Scully Park at Tamworth.
I'll be up there for this one, up in Tamworth. So looking forward to it. Mate, they're in third position for a reason, aren't they, the Sharks? And if they want to make the top four, they've got to win these sort of games. So, mate, too much strike for the Tigers. Mate, I'd love to see them put up a big fight, but, they've got some points in them now. Did you watch Cade Dykes play last week, Laurie? Jeez. Young fella coming in, third generation of the family, the Dykes family playing down there at Cronulla. And, geez, he's got something special, that kid.
And this week,
another off-season, he's going to be real good.
And Lockie Miller, who made his debut earlier this season, who was sensational, he's back in this week on the wing with Connor Tracy, copped that head shot from Tarek Sims last week. So, yeah. They just seem to be churning them out, the Sharks.
Well, they're playing some good football. They're a tough footy team, and they'll just be too good for the West Tigers. I was disappointed with the Tigers last weekend, coming off the back of a couple of good performances against the Cowboys and the Broncos.
They were flat at home, first
40 minutes. They were off, but the Sharks. I don't know whether this would have happened before. So, Lockie Miller, I'm pretty sure, made his first grade debut at Coffs Harbour, and he's playing his second grade game in Tamworth. Do you reckon there'd be another NRL player that would have played two NRL or his first two NRL
away
games
country.
Away in the bush?
Yeah. It's a good question.
That wouldn't have happened before.
What's our open line number here? That's a good question.
That is stat of the year.
It's very good.
Is that a stat of the year?
Outstanding. Hell daily.
See, my brain never stops.
First
working.
Player in history
Wish I knew
to
the
play their
to
first
that.
Two games at NRL games. At
in the country.
Harbour and Tamworth.
Yeah.
Or in the country, yeah.
Brisbane Newcastle, I'm tipping the Sharks there as well. Brisbane Newcastle, Bronx getting the wobbles. They're $1.11, 18.5 point favourites at the line. The Knights $6.50 with Clemmer back in the team, Block.
Good to see Clem back into the side too for the Newcastle Knights. He's been their best player all year. So that 1 week suspension for what? For doing, in my opinion, for doing nothing. They give him a week and really cost themselves. So although they won last week against the Tigers. Mate, the Broncos got the wobbles, as you mentioned. But, mate, they've played too good all this season to let it go now. I think we, on the back of Capewell and those sort of guys that have got the experience coming into the semi-finals, they've got to win this one. You know, if they lose this one against the Newcastle Knights and then lose another couple before the end of the season. They mightn't even make the eight. Mm. That's how important this game is. So I think the Broncos will be too good. I reckon they'll bounce back.
Yeah, I think they're going to be desperate, the Broncos, because this game is so important to them in terms of their chances of playing finals football. And if they can't beat Newcastle, they're going to do nothing in the finals. This is a must win, and I think they get it done.
Broncos for me, Canberra, $1.48. Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock, Dragons, 265, 5.5 is the line here, Dragons, the plus in a Ricky Stewart-less match block.
Yeah, I can't believe that Ricky won't be there. Geez, that'd be a stat too, how long it's been since Ricky Stewart hasn't been there at a Raiders game. He's been a coach for a long, long time there, and you know, he'll cop it on the chin. What he's done is, he's the first to admit that he probably made a big mistake, or he did make a big mistake, but, mate, Ricky does a lot. Ricky does a lot for autism and things like that. So we've got to not lose face of what he actually does in the community. So I know he's done the wrong thing and he'll cop his punishment, but let's not hang him on that. Let's look at the whole picture. But anyway, without Ricky, look, I just can't get a wrap on the St. George Illawarra side. I mean, you talk about teams that are hot and cold week in and week out. It's the St. George Illawarra side. They'll do it for Ricky, the Raiders, down at home. I think in ninth position, still a chance, a slim chance of making the eight. So I think this is a winnable game for the Raiders.
Yeah, I think it's a winnable game. I'm worried with Joe Tarpany being out. But the fact...
How long is he out for? He's done a rib, hasn't he?
Yeah, rib, maybe a week or two. Yeah. He's been their best player all season. I'd be very confident if he was playing. But, you know, Gula comes in. They've still got a strong forward pack. And I think my... number one player, Jack Whiten. I think he'll have a fair impact on this contest. I think the Raiders to win.
Raiders for me as well. And then we finish the round with the Gold Coast Titans, $2.65. The Manly Sea Eagles, $1.48. 6.5 your line here. Titans the plus, this game being played on the Gold Coast block.
Too much strike, the Manly side. Some sort of way that they might, they're another sniff of making the semis. How good's a comp this year? We'll go right down to the last round, I reckon, before we know the eight. So, Manly, too much to play for. The Titans, you know, they might as well go to Melbourne now. Or what was that other place? Ocean Blue.
Ocean Blue.
Yeah, Ocean Blue.
Bring back Ocean Blue Resort.
Melbourne's while you're at it.
What was your place, the infamous place at Southport, Loz, where you got the flight up at short notice in the off-season?
Oh,
after a night out at Canberra, and we had a million texts.
Kira Surf? Kira?
No. Further up. A huge afternoon joint.
Oh, Fisherman's Wharf.
That's it.
Fisherman's Wharf.
Oh, do yeah. I what?
That was the go on a Sunday block.
I went to Fisherman's Wharf and didn't even have any seafood.
You're too good, I'll say.
Well, that was a good joint too. Well, you're bringing back a lot of great memories.
Who's winning this game, Loz?
Manly. I was sidetracked. I put my hand up. I was thinking of something else.
I can only imagine what you were thinking of. Manly for me as well. Block, are you ready again for a full slate tomorrow morning?
I am ready, willing, and able.
Thank you so much, mate. We'll see you then.
See you, boys.